And at this time, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Riley Gerbrandt, who is the project manager with the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission.
Great. Thank you, Tiffany. And welcome again, everybody, to our information session number 5 for the Zero Emission Passenger Rail and Trail Project. To begin tonight's webinar, we will do a brief project overview of the project, as well as some of the recent key actions and project developments before getting into the content for today's webinar. Next slide. And so when after the brief overview of the project and the recent developments, we will get into the content of the webinar, which is going to be updates on the conceptual rail and trail alignment and operations that will support passenger rail service. And we will touch on items including preliminary travel times, station locations, conceptual alignment updates, and rail vehicle updates. And as Tiffany mentioned in the preview for this evening's webinar, we do have a Q&A session for community questions and inputs at the end of the webinar today. We do ask that if you have a question that you know that you do want to ask, please go ahead and pop that into the Q&A as soon as you can. That way we can start populating the questions for our Q&A session so that we're ready to go and can get those questions lined up and answered. Next slide. So as I mentioned, first we'll do a brief project overview for those of you who've been here before and seen the overview. It's similar to what we've talked about before. The Zero Emission Passenger Rail and Trail Project aims to deliver new high capacity passenger rail service and stations on approximately 22 miles of the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line from Pajaro in northern Monterey County to Santa Cruz in Central County or North County, as well as 12 new miles of the Coastal Rail Trail segments 13 through 20, as well as segment 11 phase 2, which is the Capitola Trestle Reach. And on your screen there is a project study area showing the alignment and study area of the passenger rail service in dark blue and the Coastal Rail Trail new segments in green with the dashed line. Next slide. So far, we have completed 3 of the project milestones, and we're approaching milestone number 4, which is the draft concept report and preliminary cost estimates and next steps for project development. We have pushed out the milestone 4 to have the main components complete in summer of 2025 and the final concept report adopted in the fall of 2025. Next slide. And we wanted to start off tonight's webinar with a brief review of some of the key actions that have happened recently. So one of the key actions that the project team and the commission has taken in recent months has been looking at the project funding outlook